B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Steve, what can we do for you, sir?
Listen, I want your help on something. I saw this girl, Ginger, a couple of times. We went out a couple of dates. Actually, I thought we had a really good time. Last time I saw her, we went to her house and we hung out. And now she don't want nothing to do with me. And I don't know why. And I wondered if you could call her.
Okay, well, tell us something. Give us the last time you guys hung out, what happened?
I don't know. We went back to her place. We watched some TV. We talked. Nothing after that. But I'm thinking it's going that way. And now she don't want to call me.
Let's say you had to make a bet on what she would say that she wasn't feeling about you. What would you say?
I don't know. I'm all right. We had fun. I was out of town for a couple of weeks. I had to go with my job, so I don't know if that had something to do with it. She might have met somebody, but she could at least tell me, you know. And she don't even call, so I don't know.
So maybe she thought you were blowing her off.
Maybe, I don't know. I did it all right.
Right. I did everything perfect. I just don't get... Okay, well, you know what? We'll try and give her a call for you next, all right?
Yeah.
All right, second date update on 10th. Well, we just spoke to Steve, and ladies, when I tell you that this dude is perfect, I was pushing him and prodding him, asking him, what do you think you did wrong with this girl, Ginger, that you saw a couple times that might have turned her off? And he said, I don't know. I look in the mirror and I see perfection. I fart and I smell perfection. I talk and I hear perfection. She must be dead. Okay, listen. So here's what we're going to do, Steve. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay, stay quiet. We're going to try and call her for you right now.
Hello,
is this Ginger?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, we got Ginger. Ginger, please do not hang up. I can explain to you why we're calling you. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and we're calling you because we got your phone number from a friend of yours, a gentleman who likes you, okay? Are you following along?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. It gets better. So this gentleman that you know who likes you gave us your number because he wants to take you out on a nice date. So we're calling you to offer you a date that you pick. You basically say, here's where I want to go, and we will take care of the rest. We'll pay for everything. You just show up. This guy shows up, and you see if you have a connection. And I'll tell you his name.
Okay, yeah, please tell me his name.
Okay, so he seems very confused as to why you haven't spoken lately because he thinks that you guys had a great time when you went out before. His name is Steve.
Oh, God. No.
No.
He called you guys?
He did, and...
No. He
seems very confused because, again, he said that you guys went out a couple times. You had a great time together, and he would love to continue whatever it is that you had, but...
Oh, my God. He's not serious right now, is he?
No, he said that you haven't responded to him, so...
Yeah.
You don't have to do
no,
the date.
I haven't.
You don't have to do the date. Can you just tell... But if you're going to say no, can you just, you know, let us know why so we can let him know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I will gladly let you know. This idiot, excuse my language, but I'm really upset about this.
This is a great start.
We were hanging out for like a little bit, whatever, and I needed to get my tires changed one day. And instead of going to the shop, he offered to change it for me. So I thought that was really sweet, and I assumed that he knew what the he was doing, because that's obviously a very... dangerous thing to approach if you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
And the day after he allegedly fixed my tires, I'm driving and all of a sudden I look over to my right because I see something on the side of my car and it's my tire flying off my car going out into the wilderness. And I almost
hit
the tree.
Oh my God.
There were like five bolts all over the street. I mean, it definitely was him. I just I saw him screwing stuff back on, and he 100%
Okay, well, I hate to say this, Miss Ginger, but Steve is on the phone, I think, still. Steve?
That's why you didn't call? You could have called or texted back and said you didn't do it right and come back and fix it again.
Not far. Yeah, right. Off. You totally almost killed me. Why would I have you come over?
Yo,
I
imagine.
I already tried to have you fix it the first time. You f***ed that up. Why would I have to come over and do it again?
Have you ever done that before, Steve?
Not technically, no. Not technically, no. I'm a AAA kind of guy. I've seen him do it a million times. There's YouTube videos. I did all that. I was trying to do something nice for him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I see he has his heart in the right place.
Dude, you know when a woman asks you to fix something, you're supposed to fix it. You're a man, right? You're supposed to be in charge.
Yeah, but I'm honest. I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
You don't get laid much, do you?
I've also never almost killed a girl by accident. Listen, we can go back and forth on this all day. The question is,
so
Ginger.
Dramatic. Don't be so dramatic. I almost killed you.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Great. Can I go now?
So is that go to another date with Steve, Ginger? Can you forgive him for that?
That's a hard no.
I try to do something nice and save you money, and you just bitch about it.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
It's not even Halloween 2019 yet. However, that specific holiday is ruining relationships, and you're going to find out how tomorrow morning at 8:10 with the Get Up Crew. Second Date Update on the 10th. Hot, yeah, baby.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.